2017 NBA champions. The Warriors capture the title at home, taking down the Cavs in Game 5. Here's Coach Kerr.
It's a hell of a series. Five games didn't do it justice just for, you know, how competitive it was. There were times where I was just stunned looking at the talent on the floor between both teams. And as I said, they're a championship group. We have so much respect for their players, for Coach Lou and his staff. Incredible basketball, incredible high-level basketball out there. And so congrats to them on a great season. Obviously, we were heartbroken last year, and but this year was our turn, and we're obviously quite happy, if you couldn't tell by my wet hair. So,
Janie,
who wants to start?
Janie, first
Hi,
question
Steve.
Here.
Congratulations, Seth. Janie McCauley from AP. For all the scrutiny months and months ago, you had two stars who wouldn't be able to coexist, and how was everybody going to get enough shots, and how special was it to see those guys celebrating like that and smiling and dancing out there, and also for you personally?
I'm not sure there was really that much of a story about our guys not being able to coexist. I think there's just, you know, a lot of space to fill. I mean, come on, it's you got a bunch of guys who are talented and can shoot and pass and dribble, and they're unselfish. There was never any question in my mind that this was going to work, and this is the culmination of a year where they grew together and learned each other's games and got better and better all year, and it was just phenomenal to be part of.
Tim, next question.
Tim Kalkowski, Mercury News. Steve, I know you never wanted to be about yourself, but couldn't help see you crying there after the game. Just maybe not the details, but what is going through your mind? Is it what you had to go through this season? Is that part of the emotion that you were feeling right then?
Yeah, for sure. Winning is fantastic. I've been so lucky to be part of so many championship teams as a player and now as a coach, and it never gets old. But tonight was a little different, just based on the things I've had to go through during this time.
And I know it's in front of their home crowd, that's different, but didn't seem more, your guys seem more emotional? Steph, Draymond, I know they were emotional in 2015, but did it seem to have even more power this time?
It's hard to compare. I mean, it's just, winning a championship is so hard, and when you do it, you just, you know, you get 9 months of all this work that, and you can finally let loose. And so I wouldn't compare it to 2 years ago, because it was equally as exciting back then. But it's just, there's nothing like it, no feeling like it.
And towards the middle.
Steve, congrats.
Ann, thank you.
Ann Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle. Kevin went through a lot this year. He was vilified. He was, called all sorts of names, soft and all sorts of things. To see him perform in this series and to come away with the MVP, what do you think that means? What does it mean to you, the team?
Well, you can ask him. He's right there. But
what about for you?
For me, I'm just so happy for Kevin. I'm happy for all of our guys. It's interesting when you look at championship teams, each player kind of has their own story. You got a rookie like Patrick McCaw who comes in and plays in a Game 7, makes an impact, and his story is so different from Steph's and Clay's. But, Kevin has a very unique story. You just mentioned that. And I'm just happy for him. He's had an amazing career, but he just took it to the next level. And he was incredible all season long. He had an amazing series, just dominated. Everybody for the last 10 years knew how good he was. But until you break through and win that first championship, there's always something there. And I'm just so happy Kevin has broken through, and there's more to come from him.
Going left.
Steve Bitker with KCBS right here.
Yeah.
Cavs were up. I'm sorry, right?
Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry.
The Cavs were up much of the first quarter and into the second. I think they were up six, maybe halfway through the second quarter, and suddenly you guys go on a 22-2 run over 4.5 minutes. I know KD got half of those points, but what happened?
I think it was a typical closeout game. I've been lucky to be part of seven of these, actually. you know, five as a player and two now as a coach. And it seems like every closeout game is just difficult. You know, you're nervous. You got all this energy. It's usually not pretty from the beginning. And I think our guys just did a good job of hanging in there. You know, we kept the lead at 6-8 points or the deficit. And it was just a matter of time before we were going to break through. And we had that huge run in the second quarter, which changed everything.
And again, that run, and then what was it, 24-13 to wrap it up in the fourth,
yeah.
And KD gets 11 of those too.
I was just blown away, as I mentioned earlier, about the talent on the floor for both teams, and I mean the shot making, and the game has changed so much, you know, in terms of the spacing and the shooting and. And you're looking out there and you're like, how are we going to stop anybody? And I'm sure Ty was saying the same thing, you know. But we have an amazing group of talented players, skilled guys who came up big when it counted and, you know, pulled away in the fourth quarter.
And after Coach Kerr was done, Finals MVP Kevin Durant stepped up to the podium. Here's what he had to say.
We've heard you talk about how much you wanted this, and this was one of the driving forces that led you to come here to Golden State. Can you describe a bit the emotions right now? I asked you the other day to take a step back. Can you take a step back now and sort of tell us what this means to you from your heart and your mind?
I remember the first day of camp, you know what I'm saying? And I walking into camp and I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what these guys were like on the court and, you know, how they came in and worked. I didn't know anything about the team, you know, and I just wanted to come in there and just be me. And I did that from day one, and I just tried to stay with that. I had my, you know, lulls in the season where I was beating myself up, where I was struggling throughout the year. But the great part about it is, you know, I'll get a tap on the head from Steph or Draymond or, you know, I can remember when we were in Sacramento and we just lost to Memphis. We gave up the lead. We were up 20. I'm sure you guys remember. Draymond pulled me to the side. We were having dinner the next night in Sacramento, and he told me to be myself. Don't worry about anything. Just be you. Keep working. Everything's going to come around. And I was struggling at that point. And to have teammates that encourage you, that lift you up, that's what we all need in life, you know what I mean? And it was amazing to just see that all year. And right now, just to be here with these guys, man, it's amazing.
What were your thoughts as the clock ran out? I mean, you knew for a while that the game was going to be in your favor, but it finally ended. Tell us what was going through your mind.
Yeah, it was 55 seconds left, and I went over to half court line, and I bent down. I was like, is this really happening? And Dre was like, keep playing to the end. Andre Iguodala was like, keep playing. We got 50 seconds left. And I'm like, bro, we about to win the title. And, you know, so I just tried to stay in the moment the whole series, and I think that worked for me. I remember plenty of times throughout my career, I continue to just look in the past and look ahead and not stay in the moment. In this series, I just stayed in the moment, and we did it together, man, without the whole team, man. You gotta, man, what about Patrick McCaw tonight? What about Zaza Pachulia to start the game? He was amazing. What about Stephen Curry after not having a great game in game four, came out tonight and played like a big dog? 15 free throws, 10 assists, 34 points. You know what I'm saying? I don't say what you want about him, but he played like a big dog all series. And so to do that as a group, call us a super team. Andre Iguodala with 20 off the bench. They call us a super team, but there's been a lot of super teams that hasn't worked. And we came together, and we continue to just believe in each other, and we sacrificed, and we champs now.
Mark on the left.
Mark Spears, ESPN's undefeated. Kevin, you said you thank a lot of your teammates, but what about the people behind the scenes, your mom and dad, Rich, yeah. Tom? How much do those people help you get through these seasons?
Just the encouragement every single day, you know, just the belief that I can do whatever I want in life, not just basketball, everything. And so I carried that all season, you know, especially when I made the decision and you hear so much chatter about what I should do. To have Rich, Tom, my brother, my mom, my dad, all my friends just continue to just pour into me, you know, just pour into me every single day. You know, people that you don't even probably won't even meet in your life, you know, poured into me. John Gray, Carl Lentz, Adam Harrington, just to shout out a few names. Just everybody, just from, you know, so many people poured into me every single day. And I just tried to, you know, continue to keep grinding and let them know that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't go in vain. I'm working and I believe and, you know, just every day, man, I'm just grinding and believing in myself that I can make this happen, and to do it feels great.
And the follow, everything you went through, whether it was the knee or people talking, trolling, whatever, what was the toughest challenge?
The toughest challenge was to come in here and see how I can help Steph get better, how I can help Clay get better, Draymond, Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala, JaVale McGee, the whole team, just see how I can help them get better. That was more important to me than anything. Proving haters wrong, like, that's cool. That's cool for me to talk about on Instagram or Twitter, but, like you don't concern me. I'm coming in and working every day, seeing how I can be the best teammate I could be, the best player I can be. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, but nobody comes in and cares about the game or loves the game as much as I do or works as hard as I do at the basketball game. You can talk about whatever happens on outside, but inside those lines, I come to bring it every day. I work hard. I believe in myself. I believe in the game. I respect the game. I love the game. And I knew at some point in my life that, you know, that it'll come around for me. So I just try to stay with those principles and keep grinding, man. I'm kind of lost for words right now.
Janie, first question right here on the left.
Kevin, Janie McCauley from AP. Going back to day one with Steph and just how he showed his support of you and coming in, and then even to your shooting contest that built camaraderie and fueled you guys competitively,
yeah.
How much did his support mean through this year?
It meant a lot. You know, we Steph is the... I've never seen nobody like him. I told him last night, I said, when you play with force, like you... I never seen a player like you before, and he played with force tonight. And the stuff you hear about Steph, as far as sacrificing and being selfless and caring about his teammates, caring about other people, is real. It's not a fake. It's not a facade. He doesn't put on his mask or his suit every single day to come in here and fake in front of you guys. He really is like that. And it's amazing to see a superstar who sacrifices, who doesn't care about nothing but the group. And he obviously wants to play well. He obviously wants to show who he is because he's competitive, but it's all about the group. So when I ask him, like, yo, you want to work out? Some guys want to, you know, keep it to themselves. But he's like, no, let's get some work in. And we've been doing these 30-35 sessions is what we call it. We've been doing it all season, and we've been doing it every probably since the second round of the playoffs, and definitely paid off for us tonight.
Howard, back left.
Howard Beck, Bleacher Report. Over here, Kevin. I know the championship is obviously the ultimate reward here, but what else do you think you found here with this team that you had been seeking?
I found that in the beginning of the year when we first went to Vancouver in the first preseason game, just the camaraderie, just togetherness of the whole organization. That's what it was about. And we just kept, you know, I kept building on that from day one. So that's what I found when I came here, and I'm definitely appreciate just the type of people we have here from the top to bottom. So championship is just a cherry on top.
Tim, over here on the
Tim front. Calcomi, Mercury News. You and Steph had a pretty good hug there right at midcourt. Just what was that like? Were you telling each other anything? What was that hug like?
Well, we've grown closer and closer as the year is going on and as the playoffs have started, and you know, we're always encouraging each other. So it feels good to win one with him, and for him to play so well throughout the whole series, you know, it feels great. You know, a lot of people have been doubting him and been hoping that he fails and hoping that I fail, hoping that we fail as a group. And the one thing that's, you know, it was a constant with us was the joy that we have for the game of basketball. And I got a lot from him from that. You know, he enjoys playing basketball, and you know, his energy, I told him, his energy, man, we feed off of him. He's our leader. He's our vocal leader. He talks up, like I said, 15 free throws. He missed 3 free throws tonight. I was pissed about. But 15 free throws in the closeout game in the finals, he's a big dog. You better start respecting him.
Anthony Slater, Bay Area News Group. Kevin, you know, Tim mentioned the hug with Steph. You also had a hug with LeBron right at the end. Yeah. What was it like kind of slaying him, especially knowing the history you guys have against each other?
Well, the man averaged a triple-double. I ain't do enough slaying.
beating his team and the moment you had there post-game with him.
Feels great. I mean, it feels great to win, but to go against somebody I view as like a rival personally, it's an amazing feeling to beat him. But one thing I know about LeBron James, though, he'd probably be back in the gym start of July, getting ready for next season. So I probably got to beat him to the gym. But just the mutual respect. You know, we talk about guys being too friendly, but like it's a game, and we compete on the court hard as we can, both of us. And after the game, it's respect. And I did that. I respected him, and he won his first one in 2012, and he reciprocated that. So I got nothing but love and respect for him, and I can't wait to compete against him again next season.
And here's what Stephen Curry had to say to the media in the postgame.
It was unbelievable. The energy in the building from the time we stepped foot on the floor was on 12 out of 10. It was just ridiculous. And obviously there are ups and downs and runs during the game, but you always could feel like we were so close to just breaking it open. And that last 3 minutes was a blur just of pure emotion and energy, and you could feel it. So for us to be able to do it in front of our home crowd, something I'll remember for a very long time, and for the whole Bay Area that supported us, you know, since I've been here my rookie year, man, the depths of the NBA to hear us, you know, world champs again, crazy. Enjoy every minute of it.
Standing on the right.
Valeria Rubino, Viaggio Sport, Corriere della Sera. Steph, congratulations. Who was the person who inspired you the most during your career, and who do you dedicate this victory to?
There's so many people that inspire me from a basketball standpoint in my career, from the time I played basketball since I was like 5. I always talk about my two favorite players being Steve Nash and Reggie Miller, the guys that I wanted to model my game after. I've had amazing coaches along the way, from college, Bob McKillop, to the NBA, Mark Jackson, obviously Steve Kerr, Don Nelson, guys that have instilled confidence in me and allowed me to be who I am as a basketball player. But to be able to have my whole family here that allowed me to do what I do on a daily basis, support me through thick and thin, to be able to share this with them, that's something that I cherish the most. So we're just getting started on that front. I'm going to enjoy this entire experience, being able to get the job done.
Any here on the side?
Steph. Janie McCauley from AP, congratulations. To see Kevin kind of come back from the knee injury and say, hey, I have another level, I can take my game, and then to see him do that, how special was that to see how he played, and also the camaraderie you two developed with your fierce games during practice and those things?
This is what we talked about this whole year, realizing this goal and understanding how important we both would be to the equation along with our teammates, and learned a lot about each other going through this journey, the way that he embraced the opportunity in the finals was unbelievable. It's kind of crazy to think about, you know, the conversations we had this summer and going into the year about how we can, you know, both mesh and gel and do what we do and be the players that we are and see it come to life in this series. It was unbelievable. So, you know, we're obviously just getting started. This is, you know, something that we want to continue to do. But for us to have these conversations that we had almost a year ago and now be in this position, worth every, you know, every shot we took in practice, fighting through injuries that he had this year, and this unbelievable feeling. I'm happy for him. You got to call Kevin Durant a champ now. You know, he's put the time in, And I'm just so happy for him to be able to realize this goal and be my teammate.
A couple of rows back on the aisle.
Steph, Kelly Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area. KD had a lot of cool things to say about you, called you a big dog in this series. I also talked about a lot of your sacrifice that you've made for this team and you being the real deal that people talk about. And Draymond said you took a backseat early and then halfway through the season realized they don't need you to take a backseat. I wonder if you could talk about the journey, your own journey this season and the growth that you kind of went through as well to win a second title.
Yeah, I've learned a lot about myself as well. Just understanding there's a point probably we talked about a lot this year about, you know, the Christmas Day game and, you know, events leading up to that game where we understood how we all needed to be aggressive and be the players that we are and what we bring to the table every single night that we can all, you know, show up every night and be ourselves and really achieve the potential that we all, you know, have together. And there was a point where I tried to analyze and control the situation, make sure everybody was happy and getting shots and things like that. But, you know, honestly, after that Christmas Day game, I kind of understood that, you know, we have such high IQ players that if I could be aggressive, do what I do and need to do every single night, everything will kind of flow from that. And I think the proof is obviously in what we were able to accomplish from that point on in the regular season, being 16-1 in the playoffs, everybody being the best version of themselves and, you know, putting all the puzzle pieces together. So just happy to be, you know, a leader on this team that can understand the goals that we set out for ourselves and try to get it done the best way we could.
Fourth row on the right.
Hi, Steph.
Over here.
Congratulations, first off, with Turkish Television. A lot of fans love you from Turkey since the time you played over there for the World Championship as well. And can you talk about the impact that Zaza had and what he brought to the team this year versus what you guys had last year going on in the center position?
Going into this year, we knew how important he was going to be for us, not only in the regular season, but in the playoffs as a physical presence in the minutes that he played. And he was huge, especially early. I talk about the finals, especially, you know, early in game one and two, just being that dominant force, trying to take Tristan, you know, off the boards and do what he could in that front. And you know, we always used to make fun of his speech when he was in Atlanta after one of their playoff games. He's nothing easy. We're going to game seven, baby, that whole thing. To be able to allow him to be, you know, a champion now and understand how important he was for our whole journey. I'm so happy for him. David West, who we always, you know, what he's been doing in his career and the sacrifices he's made financially to chase a ring and get it done. I could see it in their eyes just how much this meant to them, and they were huge pieces to, you know, us as a Warrior team going through this year, and they're champs now too, so happy for them.
Congrats again from all the people in Turkey.
Steve, last question on the left side.
Yeah, Steph, Steve Bitker, KCBS. I remember the look on your face and the joy on your face and the champagne spraying, first title 2 years ago. Just curious if you can reflect on what this one means to you, your second in 3 years, maybe how it's different than the first.
It's different just because of what happened last year, to be honest. I mean, we went through, for lack of a better term, basketball hell in that sense of just you know, being so close to getting the job done and not realizing that goal and having to think about that for an entire year and compartmentalize and just try to keep the right perspective about this season and learn the lessons that we learned. And, you know, that's – Coach always said that's why you spray champagne on yourselves and teammates and in the locker room after you win a championship, because you understand how hard it is to get this job done. No matter what people said about us going into the season, a lot of hard work went into it. And so to be able to be back in this position, be world champs again, be able to celebrate and enjoy this experience, it's unbelievable. It's hard to compare what that feeling was the first time, but it's pretty darn close. So I'm going to enjoy this whole summer as a champion.
And we want to thank you for joining us for all of our stories throughout the season, the playoffs, and the NBA Finals. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.